Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 26. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Holy Gospel for this morning is found in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in the 21st verse. You have heard that it is said of those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment." But I say to you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar there, and remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there, and before you go to the altar, first be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Come quickly to terms with your accuser, who you are going to court with, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard and you be put into prison. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid every last penny. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the interesting things about the Sermon on the Mount, that by today's standard, Jesus at the end of the Sermon on the Mount would have been considered a big, fat failure. He started off the Sermon on the Mount with literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening to him, and almost all of them went away, and they left Jesus, and they left his teaching. Now, that is, in a sense, amazing, but also, in a sense, scandalous. It's scandalous that God was incarnate, that God was in Christ form, who walked among the people and was walked away by virtually the entire world. So the world's greatest teacher was the world's most ignored teacher. The world's greatest theologian was also the world's most ignored theologian. The world's greatest man was also virtually rejected by all men. It wasn't, though, because Jesus wasn't amazing. It wasn't because he wasn't great. He was amazing. He was great. But it was because people didn't want to hear the law or the gospel. They had other priorities. They had other things that they wanted to hear for themselves and for their families. And at the end of Jesus' ministry, Jesus literally cries over the Jewish people who could have cared less with their actions about Christ or the preaching of the gospel. For one reason or another, most of the Jewish people didn't follow Christ. And in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus says in one of his most sad phrases in Scripture, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate." The Jews of Jesus' day aren't very different than many of the church-going folks alive today, or I should say the cultural Christians in America that lead fairly moral lives. They don't break into people's houses. They've never been imprisoned. They don't cheat on their spouses. They go to church at least a few times a year, and they consider themselves basically pretty good citizens and people. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus was irritated with the shallowness of the Jewish spirituality. And it stands to reason that Jesus is also irritated with the 21st century American spirituality. Let me read to you again verse 21 and 22. It says, "You have heard that it was said of those of old, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be guilty of murder." In other words, Jesus is saying that when you're angry, or if you are full of hatred, it's still a sin, and you're guilty of sin and murder. When you have a bad attitude, when you yell at your kids or your spouse, when you think awful thoughts about those who are over you, you are guilty of sin. Unfortunately, there is way too much anger. There's way too much yelling. There's way too much screaming and cursing in Christian homes. And sadly, when you model this sinful behavior to your children, Don't be surprised when they're in high school or college or adults if they also yell, scream, and curse back at you. Tragically, you'll see your sin of anger often passed not only on to your children, but even sometimes to your grandchildren. If you deal with anger, use today as a day to repent of your anger, to repent of your yelling, your screaming, and your cursing around people that you love the most. And ask God for forgiveness, and ask your spouse and children for forgiveness as well. But not only does Jesus equate murder with hatred, he equates adultery with lust. And lustful thoughts aren't just sexual thoughts about another person. Lustful and covetousness are thoughts about another person. When you're discontented with your spouse and you wish your spouse was more like so-and-so, who you think is better than your spouse, you're lusting after another person. And if that wasn't enough, if Jesus' law wasn't hard enough in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus goes on to explain that when you break your promises, you're also a liar. When you don't fulfill your obligations, you're breaking your promises, and you unintentionally become a liar and disappoint those who are around you. When you don't fulfill your obligations as a parent, you let your children down. When you don't fulfill your vocation and your obligations as a spouse, you let your family down. When you don't fulfill your obligations as a member of God's church, you let your fellow Christians down. When you don't fulfill your vocation at work, you let your boss down and your coworkers down. Sadly, the reason that often we don't fulfill our obligations is because of selfishness. We often think of our own needs and our own wants and our own desires. And then after all of that, if we have any time or any energy or any money or any emotions left, we make a big deal about spending a little bit of time with our spouse or with our children or grandchildren or our church. You see, living the Ten Commandments as Jesus taught them is hard. It is not easy. After the people heard this Sermon on the Mount, which is part of today's gospel lesson, thousands of people left. They left sad. They left disappointed. And by many of today's mega church standards, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount was an absolute failure because he failed to multiply the church with thousands of new followers. One thing that I have noticed in my lifetime and in my ministry is that when people start to realize how wicked their sin in their heart is, they start to also become a little bit more compassionate, a little bit more merciful, a little bit more understanding with others. When you realize that you sin constantly, when you realize that God hates your sin, when you realize how hard it is to not sin, you become more empathetic. And you stop looking down upon others and their struggles because you know your struggles. At first, this gospel lesson doesn't look like it has any gospel in it at all. But the gospel is toward the end when Jesus talks about reconciliation and forgiveness. As a Christian, God heals you when you forgive others and when you receive God's forgiveness. Jesus talks about forgiveness a lot. The Bible talks about forgiveness a lot. Your pastor hopefully talks to you about forgiveness a lot, because forgiveness is really at the heart and the center and the core of the Christian faith and Christianity and the gospel and the Bible. When you forgive others and when you receive God's forgiveness, life works. Life is less complicated. It's more peaceful. But I'm sure all of you have met those miserable grudge holders. Maybe you have been or are one. Those are the people that won't forgive. And sadly, they become embittered over what happened years or decades ago. And over my course of life in ministry, I've met many people who are embittered with their ex-spouses who they divorced years or decades ago, and their ex-spouse has moved on. They're angry, they're hurt, they're miserable, and the person that wronged them no longer thinks of them. You see, when you hold on to a grudge, the only person that you hurt is yourself. Nothing good comes out of grudge holding. If you've been holding onto a grudge for a day or for weeks or for years or for decades, forgive. And when you forgive, you'll experience a peace that surpasses all understanding. And the anger that you've been experiencing will slowly start to subside and slowly start to go away. In this morning's gospel lesson, Jesus reminds us that we are sinners. Jesus had to give us the law to remind us of our sin because in our modern spirituality, we think we are more godly and greater than we are. And we think that we're better than we are. But when you remember that you're a sinner, in your thoughts and in your words and in your actions, it's a lot easier to ask for forgiveness, to have compassion on others, and to be merciful to those who struggle in their sins. Jesus reminds you to forgive others, because when you forgive others, you destroy the devil's stranglehold on your life. And when you forgive others, you start to have peace in the middle of this chaotic and broken world. When you forgive others, your anger and your resentment start to subside. Jesus reminds you to confess your sins and to receive that forgiveness. Thank God that he doesn't just tell you, you are a sinner, but rather he says that you are a sinner, but more importantly, you have forgiveness through Christ. Every time that you confess your sin, Jesus forgives you. Every time that you confess your sin, Jesus takes you back with wide open arms. Every time that you confess your sin, Jesus destroys the work of the devil and he brings back peace into your life. Now may this grace, which surpasses all understanding, may it guard your hearts and may it guard your minds through Jesus Christ, who is this world's only Lord and Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Derek Walter, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.